mentioned that apoptosis is so central to human life and development. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised that it's not more widely known and appreciated in the general public?
Well, I know the New York Times, Science Times, has run many articles about programmed cell death. Usually when I talk to people about it, they're surprised, and it's a little hard to understand why cells would want to kill themselves, so I usually try to provide examples. And I think if we could do that, then people would really be willing to accept this as an important process. So you could imagine if a person gets infected by a virus, the virus enters the body at one port or another, and the first cell that it infects commits suicide before the virus has a chance to replicate. Now you have a very important defense mechanism. And this, I believe, is the origin of programmed cell death. It is our original defense, living cells, the first defense mechanism. A single cell, say a yeast, baker's yeast, like we use in the laboratory, that is used in breweries and for baking bread, is a single cell organism. And again, we've been engaged in many conversations about whether single-celled organisms have the capacity to commit suicide or not, because after all, they don't form multicellular complex structures. But you could again imagine if a virus enters a colony of yeast on a grape on a hillside, that if that cell were willing to commit suicide, it could protect the remaining colony from demise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The same analogy could be drawn with environmental stress. So our defense mechanisms are another way of successfully dealing with a complex and cruel, if you will, environment.
And your own research, do you say that your research focuses on the basic science, finding out how programmed cell death works, and then kind of handing it off to other researchers?
Okay.
Or do you yourself do, you know, aiming at certain therapies or diseases?
Well, I consider myself a very basic scientist. In fact, I'm kind of going, even more basic as we move into yeast and take advantage of those technologies. But we always have an eye on pathogenesis. I suppose in our lab we have projects on the kind of full gamut of a research lab, so maybe the most potentially applied project we have is one involving mosquitoes and mosquito control mechanisms. So we've worked many, many years on a virus called CYNDBIS, which causes encephalitis in mice. And we've only studied it in mice for many, many years because it was a good model for human encephalitis viruses. And because it didn't harm people in the lab, it only caused disease in mice, but it was related to human pathogens. And we knew all along that this virus was transmitted by mosquitoes in nature, but we didn't think about it very much until one day we had some insect cells and some mammalian cells, and we took our CYNDBIS virus and infected both kinds of cells in a dish in a laboratory. And as we knew, the mammalian cells commit apoptosis, and the mosquito cells just sit there. They turned out to get infected. They make lots of virus, but they just don't die. So obviously that was a very fundamental difference in how the cell responds to the virus. The virus is the same virus, but one cell decides to die. The mosquito cell decides not to die. Of course, that would be logical given that the mosquito has to survive the infection in the wild in order to transmit the virus. So we, over the many years of just thinking about this, thought, what if we could teach our virus to cause insect cells to commit suicide? So we did that. We borrowed a gene from Drosophila because not very much was known about mosquitoes. We're learning much more, even though mosquitoes are so important in human disease transmission. Mm-hmm. And Drosophila, completely not important in that respect, but mm-hmm. is a powerful tool.
And Drosophila is the fly?
Drosophila, the fruit fly, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. So at any rate, they have a very small little protein called Reaper that is required for development of a fly. So in the very early embryo, many cells die. If you block all those deaths, you don't get a fly. And Reaper protein is contributory to that process. So we borrowed that, we took that from Drosophila, we put it into our Synbis virus and infected mosquito cells, and now they die like flies. they die. Uh-huh. And so we went the next step and we put it into mosquitoes, whole mosquito larvae, and they die. So now there's a graduate student in the lab who's feeding the virus to mosquitoes. And he just showed me data yesterday suggesting that it works there too.